Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final Anime Club Supplement for 2012. Today, we're going to be checking out the first episode of Blood Sea. This is Bobiwan's pick for the Anime Club. Anyway, I'm the Dead Man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Bobiwan.
Hello.
Excuse me. Yeah, anywho. So Bobiwan is watching this on the VLC Media Player, as we usually do with watching stuff, and I'm going to be watching this on gogoanime.com. It is the first option. The anime44.com one. Yeah, I couldn't get a download to work properly, so I decided, fuck it.
So just in case one of us goes terribly out of sync, pick which one of us you want to listen to more and watch it that way.
Yes, exactly. Deadman 2012. So we're watching this right at the beginning. The screen, you should just hit play and then it should start hearing music. Yeah, anyway, are you ready, Bovi?
I'm ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Blurred. This kind of reminded me of Dexter.
I actually think that's a thermometer.
I know it's a thermometer. We have one of those in my kitchen. Which is like from the intro thing of just the thing that looks exactly like blood with the music that's playing. It sounded reminded me of Dexter. That line that they just said could have been taken a bit sexually. It's like we're focusing on what people call inside. Tree. Third. Statues. Train! So who the fuck is this guy? And what the hell is that thing made of that's still standing in a wasteland? Look at this fucking guy!
Actually, that's the arch. That's the arch that survived the nuclear bomb and the tsunami. It actually is really tough.
Yeah. And now we have this really anime intro. The first time I watched this, I was like, okay, yeah, this is definitely Japan.
I'm not sure if it fits the series or not.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm just not sure if it's an opening for this series.
Oh, yeah. That right there was the one where I was like, oh, Japan. You're not sure. It kind of makes the show look kind of schizophrenic. Because a lot of it is just like slice of life stuff, and all of a sudden, hey, blood! An ass!
That ass.
Yeah, which is a bit weird. They're kind of like, this looks a bit like sexualized. I can't remember, she is not really sexualized from what I've seen of the show.
No, not at all.
Yeah. She just, yo, I got a sword. And red eyes.
Well, she's got two basic modes. I'm ditzy and aloof, and yo, I'm gonna kill shit. So I think there might be a twist ending at the end of this that she's really just knocking futs.
Yeah. That line is actually just the doctor's like checking her irises to see if they contract or not. This is actually just all a coma dream. Almost where? By meditating?
This is something I didn't predict. It seems we have slightly different translations.
Yeah.
You're really tough and falling on your fucking face so often.
Yeah, it's too tough for a girl to fall on
her back.
Yeah.
Oh, Shakespeare, you make the best sex jokes.
put your heart into sitting there. It's like, I'm going to sit here, I'm not going to fucking move. You often meditate about lights? I know she was a shrine maiden, Dad. She's my mom.
Maybe she was raped by a monster and killed, and it's a terrible backstory. She never knew her mother.
But she'd know she was a shrine maiden. I'm guessing that's something that you do. I guess that's something you tell your daughter.
Yeah, he told his daughter just now.
Damn, she got some distance on that one. Good God, those pigtails are as big as her body.
God damn, those legs are like the length of a... I don't know, but they're ridiculously long.
Yeah.
That joke kind of got away from me.
That guy's head is really tiny.
This is the cafe where sizes of things change all the time.
Yeah. And where people don't have to explain why they have chains inexplicably on their uniforms. You know.
It's to keep their ties in place.
But the chains are loose. They look like they tied around the ties.
Yeah, but they have weight. Ties don't.
It could be easily solved by a tie clip. They didn't need to put a chain on every uniform. Just, hey, go spend $2 to get a tie clip. Or, you know, get a paper clip or something. Do our glasses not have tops to them?
I think they might be reading glasses, because she seems to look over them a lot.
Yeah. For someone who was in such a hurry a couple seconds ago, you're taking your sweet-ass time.
Ah, the ridiculously catchy song that could be sung about anything.
Yeah. And with such deep lyrics as, coffee is tasty.
And she's feeling great.
Yeah. And the weather is nice. Is there like a variation of the song where she sings like so cheerily about how the weather's so shit out? You know, I'd like to see her just like it's in the middle of like a snowstorm, like walking to school, just singing that song as cheerily as she can, even though she's freezing to death.
If it was a snowstorm, her feet wouldn't be able to keep the rhythm.
She keeps the rhythm through just like the muscle spasms that she has because she's freezing. She's totally not a lesbian. This is the one keeping us safe from the monsters, everybody. Someone who stops every day to look at grandma's and pick up trash.
The number of times she is made late by a dog in this series is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. See, what's the point of that? What's the point of that change? She doesn't have a tie on.
That's because she's rebellious.
And boobs.
You know, it also doesn't show that much cleavage, and we don't see enough of an angle that would show any boob to justify that.
Yeah. 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 Especially enjoy watching you at night from the trees. Good lord. I think the artist has a thing for legs.
I think Japan has a thing for legs.
They're not necessarily good legs, really scrawny legs.
As long as they're long.
I wonder if he's important. I don't get it.
She's joking that she's the only one who's ever not there.
Ah. And now she's having her Vietnam flashbacks. And that little T-block of seating is not set up properly. The blue-haired girl should be in the back, of the twins should be on either side of Saya. It's really not that hard to figure out.
So she's awesome at basketball because...
Because Spider-Man.
You know, for a moment there, I thought they were going to bury their heads in her boobs.
Yeah, it seemed like that. Seemed like it was going that way.
Why are they so goddamn short?
Shut up. That's really creepy. I was wondering, like, for some of these shots, you think they actually just, like, animated only half of the frame and then just flipped it?
Probably. That's what I would do.
Yeah, just cut down on work by just, alright, so I'm just going to animate this one half and then just flip it. Like, it worked perfectly. Even their hairs are mirrors of each other.
Which I guess is how she tells them apart.
Yeah. But you think they're like, you think every once in a while they're just like, bitches, just flip it so that one of them, so like the one who always has hers to the left wears hers to the right?
Actually, I once co-opted at a school, and there were kids in my class who were twins, and they tried switching one day, and I knew.
Yeah,
you can
here.
Tell twins apart. It just happens.
Yeah, same thing happened to me back in the day. Like when I had twins in my class too, and it was really easy to tell them apart. But then I saw them recently, and they got the same. Wow, he looks weird. I gotta go kill some shit. Bye. Subtle. He's totally not important. That's why he was giving her the stink eye. Yes, I'm in such a hurry. I'm going to jog at a very leisurely pace. And, you know, all schools have a grandfather clock in them. Especially one that ominously loud.
Like, you gotta have some big fucking cogs in that thing.
Yeah. Or just have regular cogs and just put a microphone up to them. Oh my god, her shadow disappearing. You know what this means? Once she loses her shadow, the sunlight will destroy her! Or vampires or something, I don't fucking know.
New vampire mythology, sunlight makes them sing.
That's a dog. It looks like a fucking cat.
Yes, it looks like a cat, but it is a dog.
Your puppy power will not faze me. Da 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 da! Get the fuck out of Dodge. You're late. Okay, and she has totally changed.
And we're now out of the Slice of Life series.
But we're keeping the wardrobe.
Don't you know, Demon Slayers and high school students dress alike all the time.
Yeah, you know, fuck pants. Or, you know, armor. This chain around my neck will protect me. The first time I saw this, I was, like, almost sure she was just going to drop it and, like, fuck everything up.
Of course she's not, because someone who constantly falls on their face is, of course, great at killing demons.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And basketball.
Yeah. Don't you know, face sliding is actually one of the powers that you get from vampirism. You become awesome at basketball, you can kill everything, and you're also your face also has really great sliding powers. What would you call that? It's very frictionless. You see her in the winter, she just slides her along her face all the way to school.
Hi. How's it going?
What did she do?
I don't know.
Why isn't that thing attacking her through all of this? Saying a long-ass confusing prayer gives the enemy plenty of time to kill your ass.
It's a sucker for theatrics. Plus anime rules, man. You cannot attack someone while they're monologuing.
Riveting. This is a riveting shot.
Any day now.
There we go. Ripples hit the water. Let's do this. And that blade is fucked.
I expected it to be moving a lot faster.
I mean, there's only so fast a giant penis statue can move.
But it's a giant magic penis statue.
Yes, true.
Well, that's an awkward position.
Yes, it is. And it's also... Oh, well, whatever. Okay, hi, bug legs. Where'd you come from? Slushy was supposed to be fighting vampires. Not praying mantis penises. Wow, you suck at this!
Well, she's dead. Series over.
Psych, Al Hitler. That's a really goofy way to launch yourself.
Throw yourself at the enemy ass first. It always works.
Yeah. See? Armor would have helped. And why doesn't it just kill her? Like, seriously.
Because it has her anime rules.
But she's not monologuing.
Yeah, but you always have to toy with your opponent before killing them, unless you're the hero.
And he was just toying with her. Like, he toyed with her before he got her by the neck. Okay, sure, whatever.
Yeah, that water is totally deep enough for her to have done that.
And why didn't you do that earlier? She's just spent the entire, like, time swinging her sword at that thing, and just going ding, 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 and then all of a sudden it's... Yeah, see? There was no hole. It's just very slowly sliding into the stone, and I guess that works. And where's all the blood from its neck going? I know it's anime rules, but still, blood doesn't evaporate that quickly.
Strawberry syrup rain.
Yeah. I should have brought my pancakes. Just a bit. You know, stabbing in the stomach.
Your reward is a head pat.
Yeah. What you doing? Your hands are covered in blood. I know, you just killed something. What are her hands, stiff? Why are you blushing at your father helping you? The concern of that kind of anime.
I hope not.
Yeah, that'll get weird. I'm blowing a fucking bath!
Highlight of her week.
Yeah. I'm surprised she isn't singing a song about it.
No, she'll sing the song tomorrow.
Yeah. Maximum one song per day. Okay, and that was Blood Sea. It's alright.
Yeah, it's worth a watch. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's worth a watch.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, yeah, so if you listen to the anime podcast that we post at the same time as this, then you will know that for the next 2 weeks, we are going to be having that time off. We are on a two-week hiatus from podcasts. Or so we'll be posting commentary tracks because we've already recorded them.
Yeah, we got that shit over with.
Yes, but anyway, no anything cast, no video games, comics, movies, anime, no aimless wanderings, and no personal issues. We're still going to be posting like some news articles, maybe a video or two, but no new podcasts, because we've been working pretty hard on those. Yes, we'll be back to our regular recording and release schedule on January 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern at allgames.com for the Anything Cast Live. It'll be the first one of 2013, and hopefully you'll join us. Excuse me. So anyway, until 2013 then, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
We'll see you guys in the new year.